The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest on diet, exercise, and more. Catching colorectal cancer early. Everyone aged 45 or older should get screened for colorectal cancer, says a new recommendation from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. The American Cancer Society has had similar advice since 2018. Until now, the task force had recommended screening only for adults aged 50 to 75. It still leaves doctors to decide whether to screen adults aged 76 to 85. However, the incidence of colorectal cancer in adults in their 40s has climbed by nearly 15% since 2000. What to do? Get screened at 45, earlier if you have risk factors like inflammatory bowel disease or adenomatous polyps. Avoiding a colonoscopy? Try a test that detects DNA biomarkers of cancer or hidden blood in your stool. DASH diets and inflammation. DASH, or Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet, may do more than lower your blood pressure. Roughly 400 people with either elevated or high blood pressure were randomly assigned to a typical U.S. diet or a DASH diet, both provided by researchers. The DASH diet was rich in fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy. It included poultry, fish, whole grains, and nuts, and was low in red meat and added sugars. After 4 weeks, levels of C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation, were 13% lower, and cardiac troponin, a measure of damage to the heart, was 14% lower in those eating the DASH diet. What to do? Eat a DASH-like diet, which may also lower your risk of type 2 diabetes, gout, and memory loss. Size matters. Bigger servings lead to bigger snacks. People consume nearly 300 calories worth of popcorn when given a small 3.5-ounce bag, but nearly 400 calories when given a large 7-ounce bag to eat while watching TV in a university lab. The real-world difference may be greater. At home, people ate 300 calories from the small bag and 500 calories from the large bag. What to do? Trying not to overindulge, shrink your servings. Cycle, run, walk, dance, repeat. Exercise plus a weight loss drug can help keep pounds off and boost fitness, says a study funded by the drug's manufacturer. Researchers randomly assigned 195 people with obesity who had lost roughly 30 pounds on a low-calorie diet to A, take injections of liraglutide, or Saxenda, a drug that lowers blood sugar and inhibits appetite, B, do 150 minutes of moderate, or preferably 75 minutes of vigorous, exercise a week, C, take liraglutide and exercise, or D, take a placebo. After a year, the drug plus exercise group had lost another 7 pounds, the drug alone group had lost another 2 pounds, the exercise alone group had gained 4 pounds, and the placebo group had gained 13 pounds. Cardiorespiratory fitness improved only in the two exercise groups. Heart palpitations were more common in the drug only, but not the drug plus exercise group. Liraglutide causes thyroid tumors in rodents, says the label warning. Whether it causes tumors in humans is unknown. What to do? Get moving. Even if you take a weight loss drug, exercise makes you healthier. Hot Grill Summer by Caitlin Dow. Summertime is grilling time, and not just for meat. Here's how to avoid some common pitfalls and make sure your food is safe, healthy, and grilled to perfection. Marinate. Cooking meat, poultry, or fish at high temperatures can create heterocyclic amines, or HCAs, which cause cancer in lab animals. Marinating before grilling slashes HCAs. To prevent food poisoning, thaw and marinate meat in the refrigerator, and don't brush leftover marinade onto the meat while it's cooking. Acids can make meat mushy. Don't marinate it with acidic marinades for more than 20 minutes. Avoid flare-ups. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, are carcinogens that form when fat or juices drip onto the fire and create flames and smoke. The PAHs in the smoke can stick to the food. To create fewer PAHs, trim meat of all visible fat and move food away from the heat source, or push the coals to the side or turn off the burner that's directly under the food. To block smoke and flames, try putting foil over the grates. Don't wrap the food in foil. That will steam it. Keep it clean. Before cooking, heat the grill on high with the lid closed until very hot. Then brush the grates clean and use a folded paper towel held with long tongs to apply a thin layer of a neutral oil that's good at high temperatures, like peanut or canola. Switch utensils. Don't serve grilled meat, poultry, or fish with the same tray or utensils used when they were raw. Check for bristles. Using a wire brush to clean your grates, check the grill closely before cooking. Between 2002 and 2014, an estimated 1,700 Americans ended up in the emergency room after swallowing wire bristles that were stuck to grilled food. Ooh. Pick plants. HCAs don't form in fruits, vegetables, or plant-based burgers, franks, and sausages. Think outside the onion. If you've never grilled pineapple, peaches, edamame, or zucchini, you're in for a real treat. Meat? Mind the temperature. The more well-done or charred the meat is, the more HCAs it will have. Use an instant read food thermometer to make sure the thickest parts reach a safe temperature. That means chicken, 165 degrees Fahrenheit, beef, pork, or lamb, ground, 160, beef, pork, or lamb, steaks and chops, 145, fish, 145, or until the flesh is opaque and separates easily with a fork. To prevent chicken and fish from overcooking, start them on the hot side of the grill, then flip them over to a cooler spot to slow down the cooking. And finally, keep it cool. Keep your cooler in the shade. Refrigerate leftovers promptly. Discard food that has sat out for more than 2 hours, 1 hour if the outside temperature is above 90 degrees. Now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood, Summer on a Plate. This refreshing take on great chicken souvlaki and tzatziki goes great with a side of whole wheat pita. Got extra cucumbers or another cool, crunchy veg? Slice them up with the tomatoes. Hello, summer. Chicken with yogurt sauce. Ingredients: 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup minced cucumber, 2 tablespoons minced fresh dill or mint, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 clove garlic grated, 2 tablespoons plus 1 extra and 1 after that of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon plus 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon ground coriander or cumin, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 red onion cut into wedges, 2 tomatoes cut into wedges. First, make the yogurt sauce. In a small bowl, whisk together the yogurt, cucumber, dill, lemon juice, and garlic with 2 tablespoons oil and 1/4 teaspoon salt. In another small bowl, mix together the paprika, coriander, oregano, sugar, and pepper with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Pound the chicken to 1/4 inch thickness and season with the spice mixture. In a nonstick pan over medium heat, heat 1 tablespoon oil until shimmering. Saute the onion until lightly browned, 3 to 4 minutes. Remove from the pan. Saute the chicken in the remaining 1 tablespoon oil until cooked through, 3 to 5 minutes. Slice the chicken and serve with the onion, tomatoes, and yogurt sauce. Serves 4. What's the catch? Decoding Calorie Labels on Menus by Lindsay Moyer. Eating out or ordering in? If the restaurant has 20 or more locations, the menu has to list calories. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher, led the fight for that labeling law. But some menus, especially those online or in apps, are tricky. If you don't know the catch, you could end up with more calories and added sugar or unhealthy fat than you bargained for. What's more, on delivery apps like DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats, you might see calories, or you might not. That's why CSPI has asked the FDA to tell companies that menus on third-party apps aren't exempt from the law. See other menus without calories? The FDA has said that it would not object if restaurants didn't disclose calories during the pandemic, but come on, it's been well over a year. You call that healthy? The catch, healthy labels. Apps like Uber Eats, DoorDash, Seamless, and Grubhub offer search buttons for, quote, healthy restaurants. That's a decent way to narrow your options in one tap. While it led us to plenty of salad shops and healthy-ish fast casual chains, it's no guarantee that the entire menu is healthy. In fact, sometimes burger joints and pizza shops showed up in healthy searches. With DoorDash, that included the Cheesecake Factory. Really? Per serving or per scoop? The catch? Scoops. Ben and Jerry's menu board lists calorie ranges for its different flavors, but it doesn't say that each range is for 1 to 3 scoops, and that even a small cup or cone has 2 scoops. It may look like one big scoop when they hand it to you. A large has 3 scoops. So even though the menu board says 200 to 600 calories for, say, a vanilla or Cherry Garcia ice cream, a small cup has 400. Also confusing, the calorie range next to the price for a small on the menu board starts at 200. Why? The company is using 2 scoops of sorbet at 100 calories per scoop, not ice cream, to get its 200 calorie minimum. Surely Ben and Jerry's didn't want customers to underestimate the calories in their ice cream. Nah. What's your size? The catch? Sizes. The Smoothie King app shows 270 to 550 calories when you order a carrot kale dream smoothie. But you have to check the nutrition information on the company's website to see what the range covers. 270 calories for the 20-ounce size, 420 calories for 32 ounces, and 550 calories for 40 ounces. How convenient. Per slice? The catch, slices. California Pizza Kitchen's app lists pizzas along with pastas, salads, and other main dishes that typically serve one person. So does its menu. Right below the California Veggie Pizza, for example, it says 180 calories. Hope you didn't miss that per slice, and all pizzas are 6 slices in the parentheses below the ingredients. The entire pizza, 1,080 calories. The FDA's rule, restaurants can use per slice, per wing, per breadstick, etc., as long as they disclose the number of units that are in one order. New rule, read before you eat. How's your math? The catch? Ranges. See a range in calories for a dish made up of customizable components? Don't count on winding up near the low end. Take the grain bowl at fast food casual Mediterranean chain Cava. Uber Eats shows it as 365 to 803 calories. Want to stay under 400 calories? Good luck. The grain base alone has 200 plus. You can add up to 3 dips, 25 to 60 calories each, 1 protein, 210 to 300 calories, or roasted vegetable, 60 to 190 calories, up to a dozen toppings, and a dressing or two, 30 to 180 calories each. The toppings calories are all labeled separately on Uber Eats. Oof, calculator anyone? Cava's own app does the math for you. Check next to the price after you add to bag. Our advice? Use it to tally your order's calories. Even if you're placing the order with the restaurant or on a delivery app, you can do the same on Sweetgreen's app. Bravo! Customize calories? The catch, swaps. How do you take your coffee? With the Starbucks app, you can swap the default 2% milk for almond, soy, or another milk, add or subtract sugary syrups or whip, and more, without ever talking to a barista. But see the tiny I in the circle next to 190 calories in the app? It says, information is based on standard recipes and does not reflect customizations. So, whether it's Starbucks or other chains, don't assume that an app's calories, sugar, etc. match what you're going to get unless you see the calories change as you add or remove ingredients. The bottom line? No calories on a third-party delivery app? Check the restaurant's website or app. Bonus, if you order from the restaurant, you and it can dodge delivery app fees. Don't assume that calories include side dishes or dressing, especially if you have choices or optional bread. See a slash like 200/400 calories? That means your calories depend on one choice, say either a cup or a bowl of soup. Ranges like 300 to 700 calories mean your calories depend on your choice among three or more options, say a side of fries, chips, or salad. Use the website app or ask the restaurant to see the calories for each option. See a menu with confusing labels? Let the FDA know at menuandvendingcomplaints@fda.hhs.gov. Food find. Watermelon. Want a slice of summer? Watermelons that are grown closer to home are hitting their peak about now. We're not talking the picnic watermelons of your youth. Some 9 out of 10 domestic melons are now seedless, and most are nowhere near as huge as the older oblong varieties with seeds. True to its name, watermelon is, drumroll, about 90% water. So are cantaloupe and honeydew. That means tons of refreshment for just 50-ish calories per cup. And tons of nutrients. There's vitamin C, potassium, and in cantaloupe and honeydew, folate. A cup of cantaloupe will also give you a third of a day's vitamin A, thanks to its beta carotene. All for about the same price as a pint of berries. What a deal! Got a smaller household? Try personal watermelons or mini or sugar cube cantaloupes. The $64,000 question with any melon, is it ripe? For a watermelon, check the underside for a creamy yellow spot. Stripes don't signal ripeness. Ripe cantaloupe rinds have a yellowish cast. Ripe honeydews are creamy yellow and a bit tacky or waxy to the touch. Your sliced melon a tad underripe? Use it in a savory salad or fresh salsa. For a recipe, go to nutritionaction.com/melonsalsa. No matter how you slice it, summertime is melon time. Food fail. Don't bite. Give your morning a little boost with your morning favorites made mini, says the TV ad for Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites. No fork, no plate, no trouble. And no, or at least not a lot of, real food. Take the meat lover sausage, egg, cheese, and bacon bites. Jimmy whips them up out of ingredients you'd find in your pantry. You know, pork, water, potassium, lactate, textured soy protein concentrate, enzyme-modified cheddar cheese, gum acacia, natural flavors, sorbitol, xanthan gum, lactose, egg, soybean oil, non-fat milk, cornstarch, potassium sorbate, nicene preparation, powdered cellulose, sodium phosphates, sodium erythorbate, sodium nitrite, sodium diacetate, sodium lactate, salt, sugar, MSG, and more. They're practically homemade. Bonus, each plastic cup delivers 9 grams of saturated fat, half a day's worth, and 840 milligrams of sodium, a third of a day's max, but only 290 calories. That leaves room for some of Jimmy's other breakfast products. You've got your pancakes and sausage on a stick, your stuffed hash browns, your casserole bites, biscuit roll-ups, breakfast nuggets, breakfast burritos, sausage skillets, and more. For those busy mornings that need the perfect breakfast, says the website. Perfect for Jimmy's bottom line, that is. Dish of the month, the new green salad. Whisk together 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon white balsamic, 1/2 teaspoon mayo, 1/4 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Toss with 4 cups salad greens and 1/2 cup each honeydew, cucumber, and avocado. Serves 2. Got a Gimmick? By Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. Food marketing in 2021. Replace added sugar with fruit powders or risky sweeteners. Add protein, vitamins, or, quote, superfoods. Slap on immunity or hydration or keto claims. Steer shoppers away from real, unprocessed foods like fresh fruits and vegetables. They could cut into your sales. One thing companies didn't bank on, you'll see right through those gimmicks. Perfect marketing. 15 grams protein, 20 plus superfoods, says the dark chocolate chip peanut butter perfect bar. Maybe that's why the fudgy chilled bars are suddenly everywhere, from Starbucks to your supermarket's refrigerator case, and are spawning copycats galore from other bar brands. The main ingredients? Peanut butter and non-fat dry milk, not bad, and honey, not perfect. They help explain why each 2.3-ounce bar packs 330 calories, hefty for a snack, and 12 grams, or 3 teaspoons, of added sugar. To its credit, Perfect is rolling out 2 smaller snack-size bars. What counts as a superfood? The company gets to decide. But whatever it is, don't expect much. The dark chocolate chip peanut butter bar, for example, has more sea salt than its blend of dried whole food powders like orange, apple, and carrot. It's a bar so fresh it belongs in the fridge, says the website. That's also where you'd keep real superfoods, you know, things like fresh oranges, apples, and carrots. 0 cents. Aspartame free, says Zero Sugar Reese's miniature cups. Reese's skipped 1 risky sweetener, but added another. That's sucralose, which we rate as avoid. See chemicalcuisine.org. Then there are the fake fibers like polydextrose and the sugar alcohols, 12 grams per 3-piece serving. No wonder the label warns that excess consumption may lead to gas and bloating. All told, a serving of zeros has nearly as many empty calories, 110, as the company's sugary mini cups, 130. Want chocolate with real food? Try skinny dipped almonds. The super dark plus sea salt has just 3 grams of added sugar in a 130 calorie serving, 16 almonds, and no fake sweeteners. Sugar Bowl. What is it about acai? The presence of the exotic berry makes it easy to overlook the sugary smoothie base and sugary granola toppings that often show up in acai bowls. A 230-calorie frozen Sambazon Organic Amazon Superberry Acai Bowl, for example, gets its 16 grams, or 4 teaspoons of added sugar from tapioca syrup and cane syrup in the smoothie, and brown sugar in the granola topping. That's 1/3 of a day's limit. A Kind frozen almond plus triple berry acai smoothie bowl, 350 calories, has only 8 grams of added sugar, but each yogurt-sized plastic bowl delivers another 13 grams of sugar from a processed fruit blend of juices from Concentrate Plus, fruit puree concentrate. Not exactly the real smoothie you'd whip up at home. At smoothie shops, all bets are off. Jamba's Acai Primo Bowl, 510 calories, has some berries and bananas, but there's also the acai blend sweetened with white grape juice concentrate, sweetened soy milk granola with evaporated cane juice, and honey. Sheesh. I need a gimmick. I need immunity, says B1U Lemon Chamomile Fortified Water. Each bottle has 140% of a day's vitamin C, the amount in 2 oranges, plus 20% of a day's zinc. 2 oranges equals 130 calories, or this bottle equals 0 calories, adds the side label. B1U's point, water pumped up with vitamin C and zinc beats 2 oranges. Yes, it would take 2 oranges or 1 red bell pepper or 1 1/4 cups of cooked broccoli to get that much vitamin C. But the fruit or veg also packs a wallop of potassium, folate, fiber, etc. Need immunity? Real food, not extra zinc and vitamin C, is the key. A 16-ounce B1U runs $2 or more. That's one heck of a profit for owner Ocean Spray. Sweetened with fruit. Powder. No added sugar, says Cascadian Farm Organic Coconut Cashew Granola. Sweetened with fruit. Make that fruit powder. Most of the cereal's sugar, 7 grams per 2/3 cup, comes from dried date powder. Health authorities tell us to eat less added sugar and to eat more fruit. Fruit powder? Not what they have in mind. Whole fruit is low in calorie density, calories per bite, and full of intact plant cells that you chew so you feel full. Dried fruit powder misses out on both. Why not toss some fresh or frozen fruit into your bowl of shredded wheat or oatmeal? No added sugar and no added powder. Win-win. A protein price. When snacks sprinkle on a little extra protein, that health halo often comes at a cost. Take protein-packed Whole Foods 365 Lemon Blueberry Protein Oat Clusters. Despite the egg whites and pea and milk protein isolates, each 160-calorie serving delivers just 6 grams of protein, along with 7 grams of added sugar. Why not spend those calories on an ounce of pistachios, 6 grams of plant-based protein, or peanuts, 7 grams, or pumpkin seeds, 8 grams? All come with a shot of healthy fats and no added sugar. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.